Dreamscape presents Man in Black by Julianne Walker, narrated by Emily Beresford. To Alan, thanks for inviting me into your inner circle, taking care of my fur baby when I'm away, and always being game for a day of chasing waterfalls. Nothing in the World Happens by Coincidence, Malcolm Nance. Prologue. Black Knights, Inc., Goose Island, Chicago, Illinois. Fisher Wakefield was blown away. Not an entirely unexpected outcome, given his chosen profession. As a decorated Delta Force grunt turned super-secret government defense contractor who ran missions so black they never received a code name or crossed the desk of some high-ranking official in the Department of Defense. On a good day, his chances of getting turned into chunky salsa were hovering somewhere around 50-50. It wasn't an IED that took him out, however. Nor was it a 50 cal, a hand grenade, or a rocket launched from a bazooka. It was a woman. The woman. She didn't end him with an arrow to his heart or a round to his brain pan, however. She ended him with a dress. No. It's not a dress, he thought, feeling his heart rate kick up at the same time his breathing went shallow. It's the pinnacle of dresses, the dress that every dress before it has tried to be, and every dress after it will fail to be. The dress to end all dresses. Black satin, one of those necklines that looked like the top half of a heart, and a slit up one side that bordered on being indecent. Probably was labeled indecent in some of the more conservative parts of the state. It held her breasts high when she appeared at the top of the stairs, side open to reveal 1 mile-long leg as she placed her hand on the rail and stepped onto the first tread. And it moved with her like a second skin as she made her way down from the second floor of the old menthol cigarette factory that was headquarters for the custom motorcycle shop known to the world as Black Knights, Inc., and living quarters for the clandestine group of operators who worked out of it. She walks in beauty like the night. Lord Byron's famous line drifted through his head. He chastised himself for falling back on an old cliche when he had so many other gems to choose from. Like Maya Angelou's, "I am woman, phenomenally," or William Wordsworth's, "She was a phantom of delight when first she gleamed upon my sight." Both poems were appropriate. Both described the woman and her impact.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?